did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I made it this far.
I made it this far.
By the grace. Amazing grace,
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far.
By the grace of God. Lord, I thank you.
Oh, yeah.
For how you brought me. How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me. And you never left me. You stood by my side. There have been so many times that you came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm here, it's not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
His amazing grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far. By the grace of God.
I remember the times when I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
His amazing grace,
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far. By the grace of God.
Anybody want to know
God's grace?
Yes, how I got here.
God's grace.
Anybody want to know
God's
how
grace?
I'm still standing.
God's grace.
I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I made it.
By the grace of God.
Some people said
God's grace.
Said I wouldn't make it.
God's grace.
Some people said
God's grace.
I wouldn't be here today.
God's grace.
But I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I made it.
By the grace of God.
When I sit down and look back,
God's grace.
Down through the years,
God's grace.
I've had to shed
God's grace.
So many tears,
God's grace.
But I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I made it.
By the grace of God.
Lord, I thank you.
God's grace.
I just want to thank you.
God's grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's grace.
I want to thank you, Lord.
God's grace.
I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, we made it.
By the grace of God.
God's grace,
God's grace,
it was God's grace,
God's grace,
His amazing grace,
God's grace,
we made it this far,
we made it this far,
by the grace of God.
Amen. God's grace. Amen. Amazing grace. God's grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. It's just by God's grace. It's not no goodness of my own that I'm here. For the Bible says, for all have sinned. Amen? In the absence of our pastor, I'll be bringing the morning's message this morning. And you know the word that I'm going to talk about. Good. It's all good. Just a quick thank you note to the Crossroad Baptist Church. Thank you for your prayers and gifts. May God bless you with love, Miss Vanita Cunningham. Amen? Amen. If you turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, is where we're going to be getting our scripture from. But let me, before I read the scripture, let me just bring some things to mind that why I wanted to speak on good this morning. Okay, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 4. No, 1 through 4, 5, I'm going to read. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. You may be seated. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for your goodness and mercy, for the opportunity to come to show you that we love you. There's some at home, Father, watching through Zoom and watching through the internet. And Father, we pray that you'll speak to their hearts. You'll speak to our hearts, that we may be example not only of commitment, but of your love to us, that we may share your love with others. We thank you for the opportunity that your word may go forth. May they see you and you only. May your word speak to the hearts of your people, for we love you and praise you. In Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Good. Good. Tell me something good. Remember that? Tell me something good. Donna. Donna. What about you did a good job? My favorite saying is, it's all good. It's all good. But what about I'm good. I'm good. How many of y'all said that? I'm good. I'm good. And a good man. Oh, man, I heard that one. A good man. But I have a good woman. I got a good woman. I ain't looking for no other. I got a good woman. Good education. Good home. And then the other day, I seen some signs. And one sign that stood out to me, and I couldn't understand it, was make good. Just those two words. Make good. And I'm saying, what's that saying? What's the definition? And why did they say make good? I'll come back to that. And then yesterday at the men's fellowship, I had to go pick up our breakfast from Chick-fil-A. And as I came around to the drive-thru window, there's this poster on the window, and I'm not promoting Chick-fil-A, I'm just telling you where I seen it at, okay? It says, "Be the good." First thing in the morning, 6:30, be the good. That really threw me through a loop. I didn't know what that good meant. I truly didn't understand the statement. But that was just me. You might have understood. Be the good. And we'll talk about that. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, in the beginning, God. And God, verse 4 says, "And God saw the light, that it was good." First time in the Bible, we get the word good. What is good there? What does that good mean? And how did it come about? Why did God say, "And God saw the light, and it was good"? Well, the definition for good, an adjective, to be desired or approved, a good quality of life. The noun, that which is morally right and righteous. And if you look in your Sunday school lesson book, you'll see that word good several times talking about good news. You know, when I was the youth, involved in the youth, we used to sing a song. Good news, Christ died for me. Good news, I live eternally. And that's wonderful, extra good news. What about good news to you? What is good? What is good? Good is found over 700 times in the Bibles. It's found over 665 verses in different verses. But what is good? We always say God is good. And what are we saying? If God said it's good, it's good. Then I wrote a phrase down that says, "Those who serve God will seek good, not evil, hate evil, and love God." Have you ever had one of those good moments? The other day, I was sitting at the table, and my wife fixed me something. I can't even remember what it was. And I was sitting there, and it tasted good. It tasted good. I cannot lie to you. I think I had some barbecue ribs. No, I tell you what it was. It was that pulled pork. And she put some coleslaw on it. And some TLC with it. Man, and I sat there for a moment. I says, "I wonder when's the last time someone had a good moment." A good moment. Remember when you used to sit there and we would say, "That's a good shot." Now, some folks think of a basketball shot. Some would think of a golf shot. But we as old ex-alcoholics would think of, "Man, I need a good shot now." Am I right about it? Huh? Or am I the only one who used to remember Man, I need a good shot. Huh? But yesterday, I needed a couple good shots because I was missing shots all day yesterday. But let's look at the scriptures this morning, because what I wanted to bring to mind is really how good God is. We're going to see several times in the first chapter of how God said it was good. He saw that it was good. Verse 4 I read. Now we'll skip down to verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs, yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yielded fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. That was the food. Verse 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kinds, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. That was, when I thought about that, every living creature, man, every living creature, and he saw that it was good. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, ladies, when you see a spider, do you think that's good? Really, do you think that's good? Men, I know y'all hate this one. When you see a rat or a mouse, do you think that's good? Huh? Because you the one that got to get it out the house. Huh? Is that good? But the Bible says every creeping thing, God saw that it was good. Amen? That's the first thing. And ever since then, from there to verse 31. Let's look at verse 31. This is a very good one. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was what? Hallelujah. I wish my English teacher was here. I miss her. I should have called her this week. But that very describes what? Man, I learned that in English class. I did. Because that very means something very important, don't it? How good God seen it. And only in his eyes can we imagine how good that was. Now, this week, I'm going to get out the doghouse. I'm letting y'all know. I'm taking my wife up to Roanoke to a cafe type thing. And we're going to go through the drive-thru or something. But we don't see the beautiful colors as you ride down the thing. God made the trees, so we're going to look at all those leaves turn. That might get me out the doghouse. But one thing for sure, I'm going to feed her. And it's going to be all right. Amen. 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 Chapter 2. I like that very good because now we know that God seen everything that he made was good. We understand what good is in our life, don't we? We like good music. We like good food. We like good people. We like good preaching. What else you like good? Chapter 2, verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree also, the tree of life also, in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God really spoke to my heart at this point. Because up to this point, we didn't know nothing but good. There was never nothing evil to even think about. There was no evil thoughts, no evil creatures. The spiders weren't even evil. Those fire ants weren't evil. Those roaches weren't evil. Them rats in the city weren't evil. But when we partake of the tree of good and evil, oh, my goodness. We see nothing but good. We know what's good. So why do we want to test what's evil? I couldn't understand that. So, verse 17, I read on. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now we think of death as something evil, to depart from here. But to me, I see death as a stepping stone to get to the glory. You know, this morning I woke up and I had my TV on expire. It was 381. And this lady, Tamela Mann, I know you know who I'm talking about, remind me of a lady that used to sit back there in the corner, and she used to sing, "Take me to the king. Take me to the king." And that's where I want to be at. I want to have that commitment, that dedication to that man who died for me. Surely I know good from evil. And you know good from evil. And in Joshua, Joshua asked the folks, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve. But for me and my house, I'm going to be committed. I'm going to do that which is right and good." Verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It's not good. It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." Now, some days I question that. Really, I do. Because some days, again, I love my wife. But some days, whoo, Lord, I am, have mercy on me. But the Lord said it's not good for us to be alone. It's not good. And my prayer is that God does send us a good helpmate. A good helpmate. It's hard, as the one lady said, to find a good man. But it's even one harder to find a woman who's fallen in love with Jesus. That's hard. That's rare to find. But God says, I'm going to make you something out of your flesh and out of your bones, because I created you. So when I see good, I see the good that God has done in my life. And what I want to share with others, I tell folks I'm not all that. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish. And I trust in God. You know that song, I trust in God. Whatever. I can't sing like the pastor, but you get the point. So where's your trust in? Do you really know that he loves you? I know he loves me. And he loves my wife. And I know he loves you because he says in his word that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. What's that, folks? That's good news. That's good news. What else can you trust in? Our government is showing us what we can trust in them. But if my God created all this, don't you think he has control over it too? Huh? I don't know about you. I really don't. I hope, my hope, that you know him. But I trust in God. Whatever. Maybe. Chapter 3, in closing. My time is running thin. Chapter 3, starting with verse 5. Verse 5 says, for God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That confirmed to me that we're without excuse. Amen? It says, for God knows that in the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing, not thinking, not hoping, but knowing good and evil. You know the difference, my friends, and you have to make the choices what you're going to do. You want that good shot? Or you don't refuse it. You got a choice. You want that? I don't know. But you know the choices that you have to make. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Boy, I wish I could read the rest of that, because in the midst of the garden, in the midst of the garden, they seen that they were naked. Was that evil? Was that evil that they seen that they were naked? My question in that point was, man, she looks good. There's nothing wrong with my wife. If she's naked, she's bearing all things. And sometimes we want to cover up instead of coming naked before God. Come naked before God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come before him in his presence and thank him for what he's done in your life. For the Bible says all have sinned and come short. There's none righteous. No, not one. So God made it an opportunity for us to come to him. He says, I stand at your door and knock. You don't let me in, or you don't shut it off. You've got choices to make, my friends. Good or evil. It's your choice. But for me and my house, we don't serve the Lord. Good, bad, or indifferent, we don't serve the Lord. You know, there's a story that I like about Daniel and the three Hebrew children. Remember when they were cast into the furnace? And the king came up and says, Daniel, is your God able? Was he able? My God is able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask. Or what? Man, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? How great of a God we serve. So my question to you, my friends, do you know a God like that for yourself? Do you know a God that created everything good? And then at the end of the first chapter, he says it was very, very good. God sent his son that in our sinful state, we can be made righteous in him. He says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. That's something I can't give you, my friends. As much as I would love to,
I can't give you that. Only the God I serve can give you that. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for your goodness and for your mercy, for loving us and sending your son Jesus to die that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We pray for those who are watching by Zoom and by Facebook and by internet, that, Father, that you'll speak to those who do not know you as their personal Savior here at the church, in the parking lot, wherever they may be hearing, that they'll make a commitment unto you, Father, that they'll be a follower of you. They're wanting to learn and be that good person that you would have them to be. So, Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to give your word to your people. May your word speak to the hearts, draw men and women to you. For we ask it in Christ's name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 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 David.
If we only take a stand, oh,
he keeps on blessing me.
I have no doubt in my mind.
There ain't nobody but Jesus.
Another thing, listen. I strayed away so many times before. There were many times I didn't want to do right. Well, you gave me strength to go on through the day. Thank you, Lord. And I know you keep watching over me every night. He keeps on blessing me, yeah.
He keeps on blessing me.
I don't mind standing here today and testifying.
He keeps on blessing me.
Church, say amen. Amen. Don't forget to place your offering in the back as you go out, as we have Brother Joe Wilson come and pray for our offering and our dismissal. We pray that as you go, that you'll do that which is good. Amen. For God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son. Amen. As Joe comes and blesses the offering and close us for our dismissal. Thank you, Joe.
Let's all stand. You know, as we continue to think about this virus, you know, there is something more deadly than this virus that we're confronted with each day, and that is so many people are losing their lives, and we just hope that they are saved and that they will spend eternity with the Lord. So it is our duty as Christians to be able in this time to tell someone about the love of Jesus. Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you just for the opportunity, Lord, to get out of bed today and to come to this place of worship. Because we know without you, we are hopeless, we are helpless. And the message this morning, O God, reminds us that you are a good God and that you loved us so much. You sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And because he lives, he has given us hope. So Lord, we pray today as we leave this place, this sanctuary, this place of worship, that we will unite our hearts together and go out, and those that we come in contact with, we will be able to share with them the love of Jesus. Our friends, our neighbors, our children, even our enemies, because you have commanded us to do so. So we thank you. And by the grace of God, we know that one day we will be with you. Because, Lord, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope because he lives. So thank you today for the blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us. We also pray, Lord, for this offering. We thank you, God, that you have given each and every one of us an opportunity to give. And may this offering, O God, be used to uplift your name, to glorify your name, and to magnify the precious name of Jesus. We ask all these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.